You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There was a time earlier this decade when getting on a list with a national magazine or an online publication was a big deal for Boise and for Idaho. There was the time we made a Forbes list of best places for young professionals. And then there was that time in 2012 we came in second on a list for the best place to raise a family. But as the capital city's population continues to grow, perhaps in part because of the exposure from these lists, public opinion about these lists, well, they seem to be shifting. On the heels of a new recognition in Inc. magazine's Surging Cities category, we decided it would be good to bring in Boise Dev's Don Day to help make sense of this national media attention. His website covers growth and business in the Treasure Valley, and if you have not become a member of Boise Dev, you should, because Don himself breaks numerous stories. So, Don, welcome back to the show.
I'm just glad somebody thinks I make sense.
You do.
So appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding? Like, I love when I get an email from Boise Dev. Okay, so let's start with the Inc. magazine article. This is where Boise ranked fifth on a, quote, surging cities list for entrepreneurs and businesses. And I want to read the headline. Then this is a quote. Boise set out to become the next Austin or Seattle. Instead, it's on track to become the next Silicon Valley. And as someone who has covered Boise's growth and business in the last several years, what did you make of that headline?
Oh, boy, people are going to be upset. So I actually wrote about this, and I generally at Boise Dev don't write about these rankings. I get, as your newsroom does, pelted with this ranking and that ranking, and I don't write about most of them because, as I told your producer, one, they don't really add much generally.
Right.
Two, the data is often a little—
skewed?
Yeah, or opaque, or it doesn't add up. And three, it's not as celebratory as it once was, as you said in your windup. I was thinking about this morning, and I remember, and as you do as well, when Boise State football was first getting into the top 25, how exciting that was. And you could walk down Main Street and ask 10 people what number Boise State was in the polls this week. And I would guarantee you most of them would either know or say they were a Vandal fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can anybody tell me what Boise State is in the coaches poll this week? I don't know. They played a bowl game this week.
I don't know.
Yeah. And so people's excitement, I think, changes with time. Boise's growing really fast. Boise Dev, we cover this every day. And it's something that isn't quite as, I think, universally loved as it used to be. And it used to be you feel that pride. You'd be in a magazine ranking, and there was the picture of Boise, and it's like, ah, it's my place. I love that. The foothills are pretty, and the depot, and I love this stuff.
Well, and don't you feel like, too, there was this time where it was like, finally, there's some recognition for why I chose to live here.
Right, or was born here for some of us.
Right, exactly. I mean,
chose to stay, at least.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So somebody posted in my Facebook group this week a Business Insider article that said, 4 days in the fastest growing city in America, microbreweries, millennial transplants, and locals who are already afraid of, and I don't know because the headline cuts off. But
can I just say I kind of rolled my eyes when I read that article?
I did too, and they cited me and linked to my site, so that always makes me happy. But
yeah, you're like, thanks for that.
The first comment was, shh.
But you want to go, it's already out there.
It's already out. Yeah. And you know, somebody made a good point. Somebody who I used to work with at KTVB a long time ago who went on and lived in the Tri-Cities, or I'm sorry, the Twin Cities, and then in D.C. and moved back recently. And he said, you know, it's not these magazine rankings that are bringing people here. Maybe they raise some general awareness. But it's generally people who are doing deep research, maybe moved here for a job, moved here for family. I don't know that one magazine ranking makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Just as I was preparing to come on this morning, it's kind of interesting. Governor Brad Little was on Fox Business, on Varney and Company, and their setup was talking about two of these list rankings that Boise was on. I mean, I actually had to text the governor's spokesperson, Marissa Morrison, because the Fox lead-up was really confusing, and I couldn't figure out what they were talking about. We were listed on – I'm going to have to go to
Governor Little was on national television
Fox
this morning talking,
yep,
about these lists.
Because Idaho is ranked number two in the American Legislative Exchange Council Laffer Economic Outlook.
What?
And Boise was also listed on the number two ranking for Realtor.com's fastest growing housing markets. So we're everywhere. Part of this, I think, is there's a cottage industry in lists. I alluded to this a second ago. every morning in my inbox, I have an email from a prominent credit card ranking site. And I don't like to name them because that's what they're trying to get. But I went back and looked through some of the recent rankings, and some of them wouldn't surprise you, like 10th best city to flip houses. This was in July, that Boise is the 8th best city for renters. I think if you ask in the city of Boise, they would say, what?
Yeah. What's fascinating about that is it goes back to the fact that it's like you put this list out, but you can tell that no one who put this list out has actually visited here or talked to anyone.
No, and they're mixing a bunch of data together, and they had the, you know, Boise was never this for that and this for that, and it's a bunch of math that they put together and some factors and out spits a list. And they're doing it for exposure and hoping to get media across the country to say the name of this website so we will go there and sign up for credit card offers. So there's this industry that's just like, well, let's come up with lists because it gets cheap and easy media coverage. And I'm a bit of a contrarian at Boise Dev, and I just don't think that that generally is good news coverage, even despite the sentiment that's out there.
So then,
is it news?
Well, right. So then why did you decide to cover the Inc. magazine Surging City? Because honestly, you don't do these lists.
I don't do these lists. And in fact, I wrote this story after I talked to your producer, Frankie. But I read it and I went, you know what, this is interesting. And my headline is Boise named one of Inc.'s surge cities, why this ranking actually matters. And I go into a little bit of detail about how people in the Valley are frustrated with the rapidly rising population and the problems that causes, property taxes, traffic, and other things. But people are also very worried about the fact that wages aren't rising here fast enough and the number of jobs to support that population is a little shaky. This ranking essentially says Boise is finding better funding for startup companies and is working to build a better ecosystem to support them. That is interesting to me. That kind of exposure can maybe get somebody who has capital to invest to say, maybe there is a company in Boise that could use some help and can help us drive up more high-wage jobs, which will help support these rising property values.
This is so interesting because we've been on the air now for almost 2 years, and this has come up quite a bit about this idea that we could really be the next Silicon Valley. There are many entrepreneurs who are interested in being in the Treasure Valley and in North Idaho, too. I mean, you see that in Coeur d'Alene. So we shouldn't say it's just here in the Treasure Valley. But also that you have things like Trailhead. You have things set in place to get people more interested. But why would you say that people would be upset about this?
Well, I mean, people are upset about anything. And I think that, and I mentioned the mayoral candidate this year who ran on a platform of Let's Make Boise Bad, which I've talked with you on the show about like
right.
times. And he got like 850 votes, which isn't a ton, but there are people that
there's
just
a sentiment there.
People think we should shut the door. I've taken an editorial stance, which I don't generally do, but that we have to be welcoming. I don't think you can actually stem the tide, magazine rankings or not. We as a valley, and that includes the leaders, that includes people like you and I, and it includes the everyday citizens, don't have a way to stop that. But what we do have a way to do is insist on good, sustainable growth and making policies that will help us grow in a way that isn't going to disenfranchise people and is going to make us continue to be a good place. Boise, I got news for you. It has been growing forever, hundreds of years. And it was somewhat like 30,000 people in the 1950s. And
my husband,
it's not going to stop.
My husband always says, so I moved here in 1999. Yep. And I always say, like, you know, I remember when Eagle Road, the only thing on Eagle Road was Blue Cross of Idaho, right? I mean, I covered the opening of RC Willie because that was the
big deal.
That was a big deal. And it was like the second thing on Eagle Road. And my husband, who was born and raised here, was like, I remember when Eagle Road was the country. I remember when, right? And so that's the whole thing. So I think for people to think that all of a sudden there's been this explosion of growth, this has been a conversation that has been going on at least since I've lived here for going on 2 decades.
I was looking through, it was at the library, looking through microfiche of old Idaho Statesman articles. This is what I do for a living. And
that is fun.
It is actually fun. And I was looking for something specific from the 1980s. But I came upon a Tim Woodward column from 1985 that was sort of poking fun at this idea that everybody was afraid of all the Californians moving here. 1985 was a long time ago, right? It is something that is, I think, constant and embedded in this area's growth. My wife and I, we went to get our marriage license at the courthouse in November and October. And it was funny because the young lady at the courthouse, you know, they ask a couple questions and they ask, you know, where were you born? And I said, here in Boise. She looked to my wife and she said, here in Boise. And the nice clerk at the courthouse went, wow, that never happens. And I was like, wait, really?
Really?
I was born like 30 feet from here. This isn't like we both were born in, you know, Nebraska or something.
Oh, right.
And so I think that is sort of a sign that a lot of people from here are from somewhere else. And that's going to continue to happen. But we have to solve things. We have to solve commuter rail. We have to look at traffic. We have to look at affordable housing. We have to look at the homeless problem and so many other things.
So at the end of the day, what do these lists even mean? Or do they mean, and I think public opinion has kind of shifted on them. Like there's a sense that, I mean, they come out and you kind of roll your eyes again at them.
You do. And I honestly, I can't think of a list that has broken through and really gotten people's attention in a positive way in a long time. The Boise Valley Economic Partnership, which actually kind of does this work and tries to attract businesses and people here, frankly, has a list of these on their page. And there's just tons. And there's, you know, like number six happiest state and
oh, okay.
Best cities for a manufacturing worker and number two most relaxing airport. And I'm not trying to denigrate.
I would agree. I would say number one best relaxing airport.
Yeah,
we have a good airport.
We do, but like best city for eclectic travelers.
What?
What's an eclectic? There's just so many of these lists out there. Most of them don't matter, and I just don't think it's something that breaks through.
Do you think that there would be a list or a method that would be interesting or helpful?
I don't know. I'm skeptical of these lists just in general. And even some of the national pub is interesting. The New York Times did a travel to Boise piece like a year and a half ago, and it was 36 hours in Boise. Okay, 36 hours in Boise. They suggested, and I don't have the list in front of me, but they suggested that you go to the prison, raft up by Horseshoe Bend, go to Sun Valley, spend a night there.
Oh, in 36 hours.
Come back to Boise and go to Birds of Prey. They listed like 10 restaurants, and I'm like, in 36 hours? I'm like, you couldn't even do that to drive. So sometimes these national stories, you just make you kind of laugh and go, okay.
What list are we going to see ourselves on in 2020?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I know, right? Oh, the places we'll go, right? I want to thank Don Day with Boise Dev for coming in today and talking about these lists. And of course, Don runs BoiseDev.com. If you have not looked into that, I guarantee that you should. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.